You're listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome, everybody. So happy to have our new listeners, our older listeners, every week right here at 11 a.m. We're bringing you something different that will actually open and awaken that, I always say that superhuman within, but that awareness that's within you that you know is just screaming to come out. It is a call-in show today, 1-800-930-2819. I always have to ask Zach, our producer, because I get the numbers mixed up. So perceptions is the topic today, so stay tuned. I just want to do a little bit of, I guess it's sort of housekeeping in a way. You're going to see some changes here on my show or taglines, how we introduce you. Because there's so much growth and shifting happening right now as we're getting towards the end of the year. There's a lot of issues you're going to see come up. So if you're feeling angry or frustrated, or perhaps you're just in this bliss state, I'm in bliss right now, because as you do this work all the time, what happens is you continue to change and shift, and then you take action. And when you're taking action, it's because you're inspired. And when you're inspired, you get motivated. Did you know that you do not get motivation and then inspiration? You have to be inspired. That's where your motivation comes from. So every week when we're here, it's like we're constantly wanting to evolve you, do things better for you, make sure that we're here for you. And that's the community. So we've called it now the TLC Academy. And the reason we call it the TLC Academy is because it's not only learning. So if you're in the Effortless Academy, which we have a great promo for you guys, if you're Transformation Talk Radio listeners, make sure you look at that. If you're in the Effortless Academy or the Miraculous Academy, it's teaching you. It's giving you clearings and shiftings, but teaching you how you can harness your own life. After my near-death experiences and kidnappings and illnesses and, well, kidnapping one, and illnesses and stuff like that that went on in my life, Cloud's going to join us. He's trying to figure out how he can jump through the computer, so I'm just going to give you guys a heads up. So I will blow this candle out because he will put his fur in there. As all our shows, you know, when he starts coming through every time we're on the radio, he wants to partake. So you will see my beautiful Persian join us here shortly. Here he comes. But in life, it's learning. And it's really interesting. Someone said to me, you know, over and over, you've probably heard this, and knowledge is power. Knowledge is information. Yes, Cloud. So knowledge isn't the full power that people give it. Do you want to learn? Yes. Do you need to learn? Absolutely. A lot of people are so afraid to learn something new. And when I started to understand energy work to restore and repair my own life, I had many perceptions and many ideas around what that looked like. And quite often, when you bring up something new to someone, they will poo all over it because they'll be saying, I don't know about that. Should you be doing that? I don't know, because they have no knowledge. And then what happens is they have no experience. So you can read a lot of books. That's not going to get you anywhere. That just means you got a lot of information in your head. It's called application and understanding. And this is where right now a lot of you are going to find yourself being forced to have to put into action the things you've learned. I posted this great video clip today on my Facebook. If you want to join us, it's the TLC Unleash the Superhuman Within. You can find it on my Facebook page, however you're watching here. And lots of good content. But it was about somebody that was talking about cryptocurrency. But what I liked was the piece in it was an interview between Bill Gates and David Letterman 24 years ago. And Bill Gates was talking about the internet and how amazing it's going to be. And David Letterman's like, well, why? Like, send a letter. Or why would I listen to the radio? Like, I have radio. Why do I want to go onto internet? Right? Like, radio. And Bill Gates was explaining this. And he said, you know, email has been in the works and the process since the early 70s. But now people are just catching on. It's extremely important that you start to remember that if you don't try something new, don't discount it. Don't judge it. And this is what perceptions come into play. Because so often we have a limited perception around something in our life. And that perception can be holding us back because it will create an ideal or a picture around us. And then what happens is the perception literally that you have, or this point of view, so it comes into the body. And people don't realize that it actually circles through your central nervous system, which then signals out the, you know, the information to your cell memory. And that's why your frequency of things that are coming back. A lot of times you'll hear me say, thank you, God, let's reverse that perception. What I'm doing is asking your internal system to have an awareness to look at something new. So this is a really, really cool experience I want to share with you guys. So I do a lot of hands-on healing with people in my events. That's why people love them. A lot of hands-on healings. You know, you've heard the story perhaps of even one of our callers, Benita, a couple weeks ago, who's now like, I'm 85% pain free. Or you've heard of the people that had lumps in their breasts and they're all gone because they, you know, they came and we did a lot of really cool adjustments and energy work. Well, I had this client and he came to me and he was bald. And it was really, and I love the fact he was bald for this reason. He had a very interesting perception around what energy work was and that it was always external. And I said, no, you hold it all within you. So that hand of God, that when I say that, that energy, it's the energy within you and the connection to everything else. That's why there's no judgment. So I said to him, you know, let's adjust the skull. And he was like, why? That's kind of weird. And I said, well, let's just see where the energy goes in your body, in your space. So we can adjust your perceptions around it. A lot of anger. And so I stood behind him and I just put my hands on the back of his head. And his whole, even I'd never seen anything like this. It was really cool. His entire skull shifted. And he was like, what the heck just happened, right? Like he was like, I had this perception that energy work was swirling the energy. I said, no, we don't do that. That's slow. I don't do that. I've created my own method. And I said, but we really got to thank that hand of God for throwing the energy through. That would, for a lot of people, they'd say that's crazy. And he's never forgotten it to this day. And he said, why did that happen? He's like, so it changed his whole perception around energy work, what he was receiving, how he needed to take responsibility for what was going on in his life. And from that day forward, he started to see things differently, the world differently, and he stopped reacting. So that anger shifted through because he was able to have a very supernatural experience. So when I talk to people about awakening the supernatural within and having a supernatural experience and all that beauty you have in, the energy is just moving through me to wake it up and to awaken it in you so you can have those experiences. And then once you've had an experience, your perception changes. So in my case, when I was given No Hope by experts and I was a bag of mess, right? And my whole body was like this. And you guys have heard me say this, like a Pez doll. If you can't see me, I literally shook like a Pez doll. You know, those little toys with the candies and you bobble their head, but my eyes and my arms used to go all the time. And my mom and I were talking about that not too long ago. And she said, we took me to a lot of doctors. They just said, you know, it's stress. It's whatever damage to your system. Just live with it. But it was excruciating pain, like absolutely crazy. So when I started to understand what was my body telling me and all of these things around energy, a lot of people's perceptions were that that's crazy. That's weird because they had no exposure to it. But I said, I don't care if it's crazy or weird. I'm going to go do this because this means something is going to change, then I want to know. So I'll go be crazy weird all day long. So what happened was I started to develop a new perception because I was very skeptic. And I said, I don't understand this. I wasn't taught this in school. I don't know what's happening. So my perception was very limited based on the knowledge and the teaching I was given. You hear that? So my perception was very limited based on the knowledge and the teaching I was given. So where, and I ask you this, where are your perceptions of something locked up? Where do you have a block of it has to be this way? And where is that perception that needs to be changed, locking up your frequency of creating and manifesting? So we're coming into a whole new 2020 and the next few years are going to be crazy. I think in a beautiful way, because we're going to see the old crumble to bring the new. We need that to happen. Community is important. Understanding is important. Knowledge is important. But action and inspiration, like I said, is very important. So when I'm going to use when, you know, when paper dollars were coming in and people used to use silver and gold, or when people had bartering and then silver and gold came in, people would reject that, just like the email. I don't understand it. They reject it. But then eventually it shows up in the field because you can't put your head in the sand. So really ask, where are you rejecting? This is what it's about. Go back in your life. Just because you haven't heard of it, just because you have no information on it, doesn't mean that it is not happening. Doesn't mean that you can't make it happen. So sometimes people have a perception on how a relationship should be. Maybe you have a perception on how your relationship with your children should be, or your spouse, or yourself. A lot of people have perceptions around anger and why they hold on to it. I'm going to get into that later in the show. So, you know, you want to stay tuned with that. So it's very, very important. We're not going to go to a break till the end because I'm going to get to Laura, who's on the line. If you want to call in 1-800-930-2819, we can shift some perceptions for you. But before we get to Laura, and we're going to talk about anger and perception, how we can let that go and why it shows up with your emotions, I want to not forget, because I can do this, I've got a million things going on. If you're free tomorrow, I think it's 1 p.m. Eastern time, I invite you to join me on the Jazz Up With Your Life with Judy teleseminar. The links and information are on my Transformation Talk Radio page. So go there. All the little specials and fun things we have are going to be uploaded there for you, so you can keep growing and learning in the TLC Academy. So make sure you do that. And if you are online or in person, what do we have? Soul Sundays, they'll be every month. Evening events, I'm not doing them anymore for a while. And the Christmas Get Back. So change your life, right? When you give, you receive, change your life. So I want to make sure I get that all in, because then I forget and then people email us and say, what is happening? So there you go. All right. So we are going to talk about anger and perceptions. We're going to start to clear and shift some of that for you. Thank you, God. Oh, and before I forget, we're going to upload a video for you on my Transformation Talk Radio page, which will also give you a clearing. And it's part of the ones that we send out in the Effortless Academy, so you can have a better understanding of what we do every week and the clearings we do for you to teach you and shift you and learn. But you got to take action. You got to take action and you got to change some behaviors. Take responsibility. Can't blame people. All right, Zach, we have Laura on the line, right?
Laura from Oakville, you are on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Laura. How are you today?
I'm well. It's been, crazy times. Mm-hmm. Crazy stuff. But,
what's your question?
Well, I have kind of two. One is, a couple of weeks ago, I hit my head at work, so I have kind of a minor concussion going on.
Okay.
But I feel like
it's too stressful. You can see.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's just, I think they were just saying, okay, let's bang her head and give her a break. Great. But, but then I, at home, I've been angry and stuff at home has been really crazy too.
Yeah.
So, and then the perception thing is, I don't know, the perception is I know that I want to do and get out there and start doing what I need to do. Mm-hmm. But I still have this I don't know how to explain it actually. a blocky kind of thing going on.
Yeah, obligations, fears around doing what you want to do, and then also there's a spirit of distraction. So you've gotten way better with how you handle the information that comes to you at home. You've done really good on that. But there's a big part of you, you can tell me how this feels when I say it looks quite sad, because it's like, all right, when do you guys go away so I can really step into what I want to do? So mm-hmm. The perception that we have to change and shift is that you're not able to do what you desire until the children are basically taken care of and, you know, in their so-called good place. So there seems to be some cords and energy that we can touch, because that's also becoming an energetic excuse, right? because then it's like, well, I got to be there because they're acting out and they're not, you know, being in good behavior. So if you're okay, I'd like to reverse the perception that is an accumulation of information that Laura doesn't get what she wants until they are all in their correct order and space in life of how you perceive they should be. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Are you okay if I start to move that? So they become such a distraction.
Please.
So do you notice that every time you start to declare that this is my birthright, thank you, God, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to use my healing abilities, I'm ready to step into something new, do you notice your one child goes and creates a whole whack of distraction that then pulls you off of what you actually really want to do?
Correct.
Are you okay? Let's start to break that. Because here's the thing. What I'm going to do is remove that accumulation of energy. So it's basically becomes like a ping pong energy where the energy throws from you to her and her to you because the agreement is, okay, we're going to keep acting like this. And a lot of times what happens, I've had parents say this to me. I had one yesterday. She was so sweet. She said, all right, Trace. So, you know, and it's similar to you. These kids are acting out because they're feeling so much and there's so much misinformation and there's no boundaries for kids anymore, right? And parents don't even really get to give them boundaries. And so it becomes very hard to parent nowadays. It really does. And and it's like, what do you say? And I said, almost to the point with children like this, you just say nothing. And it's like, you've been really good at putting in new boundaries, but it's kind of that point of walking away at all costs. You're not in my space. You're not going to distract me. We talk about enemy spirit. That's an enemy spirit in your house that is like, no, you don't get what you want. You're going to be punished until I tell you it's okay to have what you want.
Yeah.
So I'm going to remove this accumulation of energy. Thank you, God. But it's really interesting because what I keep hearing in my ear is impart courage. And it's interesting because I keep seeing this lion and I keep hearing courage. She needs the courage to put herself first, the courage to remind herself that she has this beautiful gift and to step out into the world and that she'll be supported. And no matter what, this distraction pattern has to stop. So if I reverse that perception that Laura gets to step into her gifts, no matter what is burning on outside of this, truthfully, when you tune in, how does that feel?
Well, first off, I have a lion blanket on my couch that I was looking at when you said that.
Oh, well, look at that. Thank you, God. Yes.
Thank you, God. And I feel really emotional, like I could cry.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it because this is so beautiful. And I have chills. And I just want to thank the hand of God just to remind you. You're one amazing woman. Look at what you have gone through. Look at what you've endured. I can tell you clients that I've worked with could not have done a quarter of what you've gotten through in the last couple of years. And you don't give yourself enough credit for that. For you, it's normal. For you, it's like, I just got to deal with this. But it's your super ability inside of you is you're kind, you're compassionate, your understanding, and you know a heck of a lot more parents that are also going through the same things that you've gone through, that you can share that gift to help use your energy gift in your work to help them see a new perspective. Now, how does that feel?
That feels like friggin' awesome.
It's true. And you've got, again, shows you've got the lion right there in front of you. You're looking at it. It comes up, the courage. So it's like, it's like your little mantra is sort of, I've got that courage. Like that courage is within me. I have that. And to bring it up and don't let her remember, she made an agreement with you before you came down to make your life a little bit miserable. So you would stand in your boundaries. And people forget this. You know, when we do these kind of clearings and activations, that people forget that agreement. And you've been so good at putting in your boundaries, so good, that now if you say, I'm really not going to let you distract, you're going to have to figure that out with love, unconditional love. We always send them with unconditional love. You're going to figure that one out. She'll find that space, but you get to step into the power of what you know you're meant to be here because you've known it's been sitting there for a long time.
it has a very long time, and I just haven't stepped into it.
So here's the truth. Are you willing to do at all costs what you need to do to really break through that limitation that you've put on yourself?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm going to remove the accumulation of limitations. And what I want you to do is really start to look and say, okay, what can I do every day to let people know this is where I am and this is what I do?
Okay.
And show up. Don't worry who shows up and who doesn't in that day. That's not the point. The point is we're changing and adjusting your perception of your heart drive. And also too, if you're like, thank you, God, that gratitude. Thank you for the new people coming in that want to work with me and the new clients, for them to see me. But there's this whole area that you haven't even tapped into around parents. And I'm going to say it again, going through what you've gone through, because there's so many parents that don't understand the boundaries. They don't want to hurt their children. They coddle their kids. And I'm not talking being mean. You know that. It's like sometimes that child needs a boundary. They need to say no. And people are so afraid to say no because you might offend somebody. But they need it. You're not there to be their friend. You're there to love them unconditionally and give them guidelines and show them the way. So you have learned what many parents need to learn. If I was you, I'd be doing a class on teaching people how to do that, you know, the boundaries and how to say no, and it's going to hurt and it's going to feel bad and you're going to watch your kids go through trauma, but they are making choices every day. They are choosing to treat people like that. They're choosing to have a miserable life. They're choosing to blame everyone else through anger rather than looking at the fact that, wow, I got a roof over my head and I got some good food. And, you know, it's sort of that I don't have anything. And then people, you know, they chalk it up to all sorts of things like, oh, you have mental problems. Oh, you have the drug problem. Oh, you have, yeah, those are all side effects of not choosing self first.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now your wheels are turning.
Oh yeah, they are.
And you know what? You're in a perfect area. You're in the school system. So you're in a perfect area.
Yes.
To start to let people know that, hey, you know what? I've been through here. I can help you.
Yeah.
So you're going to make a promise now to go change that. And now you're going to have that lion as, thank you, God. I just want to impart more courage. Everybody that wants more courage, more awareness, and take all the wisdom that you have got in you. And it's now time to unleash that to the world around you because people are waiting for what you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels
better?
Yes, I do. How's my concussion?
That we're actually starting to move. So funny, I was talking about the bald man where I moved his skull. So we'll just remove the concussion. So that energy was basically that little bop of saying, okay, what do you really want to do? So no accidents. A lot of times when we get those like concussion spaces, that's where you're having that bump to say, hey, wait a minute, this isn't working. It's time to change your direction. It's time to step in you. And we'll just reverse that accumulation and we'll command the skull to go back into the alignment where the brain and the chemical frequencies start to reset. And then it should start to feel a lot better. So we'll make sure the chemical electrical frequencies are better, but we'll command that skull to start to just move back into place. And we remove the trauma that got put into the body as well, so it can repair very, very quickly. But that's what the bump was. It was like, wait a minute, you're not wanting to do this anymore. It's time to actually look at a course correction. And that's why a lot of people get concussions. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because I am bored at my job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even when people get concussions when they're drunk or they've gotten hit in like sports games and stuff, there's a lot of links of things that people have to start to look at. So well done. Very proud of you. So let me know how you're doing.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. Love you. Okay.
So much love.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
So much love. You know what? I encourage you, check out the Effortless Academy or the Miraculous Academy, you know, or our Facebook page. We want to help you shift like Laura. You got stuff like that waiting within you. It's here. Why not embrace it? You know, change your perception very quickly. Thank you, God. I'm going to reverse my perception, use my simple tool. Thank you, God. Please let go. Get into the heart drive. That heart drive is going to send that frequency out. But then what you'll notice is there's an awareness around your perception. You're like, I perceive that differently now. That's where you get to do a new action, which will bring in the new energy for what you're looking for. So check us out, tracyhaleclark.com. Go get your free cleaning out the weeds. Sign up for a newsletter. There's that wonderful thing is there. You can listen to it 18 minutes every day. Clean out the weeds in your life. Let's pull them out together. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get to Magdalena that's on the phone. And then I believe we have Susan. So be back. We'll be right back in a minute.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
So good to be back. So I hope you got all of that information with Laura, and you took, when you know, when you listen to us clearing and you're listening to other people talk, focus on what is it that you would like to shift or perception you want to shift. That's how energy works. We are all connected. So you'll see it later. A lot of people come back to me later and they're like, you know what? I did a workshop one time and this lady, she didn't say anything, but she sent me an email. She says, I kept thinking the whole time, I want to quit smoking. And she literally quit smoking the next day. And she was like, I didn't even ask you, but that's how energy works. It's why it's so much fun. And you want to understand more how you get to take charge of your life. So we were talking before the break around perceptions and anger, and you heard me speaking with Laura, and a lot of times, you know, our perceptions around our emotion is that they're good. Well, they are good to have and you want to have them. However, if you're being angry or frustrated for more than a week, you want to really dig deep and figure out what is it. But it's usually you have a misperception around something going on in your life. And again, when you have that awareness, your system, so your central nervous system, all your nervous systems are in the back. You go through the spinal cord. It's like a channel. It's going up and down and up and down, right? Because your whole body's always talking. You're not just in your brain and your mind. So it's this information, and it's really letting that information get outside in your field. So if you're constantly feeling a certain emotion, they're good. You want them all. Don't judge yourself. Forgive yourself with unconditional love. Forgive all the other people with unconditional love. Thank you, God. Reset and let go. But then go into the fact, say, what am I maybe missing from, what's the misinformation here? What am I not getting? What am I misunderstanding? And it's within that energy space that you can really create some change. And then just thank you, God. I'm going to reverse my perception and look at this from a different point of view. So your point of view and your perception comes from the information that you've been given. So I always like to use that analogy that I'm wearing a black sweater. So if I tell you when you're a little kid that this color is black, you believe it's black, you see it and it's black. But if I told you my sweater that I'm wearing that's black now was pink, you would believe it's pink because that's how you were taught. This is the easiest way to understand. So you're taught one thing, but it doesn't mean it's always accurate. So if you were saying it's black or that's pink, and then someone said, well, eventually, or, no, that's not right. We did some science. It's actually black because of A, B, and C. So we're constantly changing, constantly evolving. So if you're not changing your perceptions and your point of views on things, you'll be stuck, you'll be frustrated, and you'll be angry. So again, ask yourself, what is it in your life and your perceptions that you need to start to change? Look at a different way, gather new information, and make a new choice based on what your new experiences are. Thank you, God. All right, Zach, we've got Magdalena on the phone, right?
Magdalena from Kitchener, you are on the line.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm well. I have a question for you about... here's my buddy. Sorry about that. You mean you're ready. So my question to you is actually about my hips. I've been waking up a lot, not a lot, but, you know, when I'm waking up to feed the baby or whatnot, I actually have a lot of hip pain. It doesn't seem to be the back. It tends to be just like the actual pelvis and hip. Yeah. And I'm wondering what's the cause of that? Because, like, I also did recently with my cat, and there's been a lot of emotions and, you know, a lot of things, shifting, obviously, with Betty. So, I'm wondering if you could give me a little bit more insight about the hips and what's going on and how I can release that right now.
Yeah, well, what we'll do is we're going to remove, I'm going to remove inflexibility. I'm going to impart flexibility and then the movement of moving forwards and backwards. There's also some physical readjustment happening from the birth still. So let's actually muscles, mm-hmm. ligaments, tendons, joints. Let's rotate the lower pelvis and we're going to put it back into alignment. There's some inflammation in there, which is coming back to around similar to the power zone, which is reproductive with change. So loss of your kitty, like you said, change, bringing Freddie into the world. Like there's all this change. So there's an energetic body is also trying to restabilize and calibrate yourself into the new changes. Mm-hmm. So it looks like you have life, you've got like your family changes, you have loss in there, we got to readjust, you have career. So you're re-looking at everything and saying, okay, so the body's feeling a little bit like, you know, if you've been on a teeter-totter, you ever take a teeter-totter, those little teeter, I don't know if they still have them, they're probably not deemed safe anymore, but so I'm saying how old I am, but those old teeter-totters. So, you know, when you would be on on the middle, you wouldn't be, hello, Freddie, you wouldn't be stable, right? So the body's feeling there's too much instability, and it looks like it's also causing inflammation in the hip, like in the hip joints as well. So let's remove. Mm-hmm. There's also, it's interesting, you're loving the change of your family dynamics. But there's this, I'm going to unplug this. You can let me know if you've had this come across. So don't take this the wrong way. But there's something about, we've changed the family dynamics. So do I not get to have everything I want? So when I say that, how does that feel?
Very emotional.
Yeah.
So it very much feels like it's almost I'm trying not to have that, if that makes sense. Like I'm struggling against it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's this perception and belief system that once your family changed,
It means you have to change your course direction, like that you don't get to still have your life, which is not true, right? Because there's great ways to integrate and bring him along with you. So it's not, it's just, it's an old paradigm. And it really goes back to old lifetime information in your field about what a role is. It's kind of very Puritan-like, a male and a female. So there's a part of you. So you get it in this time that you can actually have however you want it to look. You can have your business, you can have your family, and it can all coexist. But then there's this line that comes in. It's very old. That's not, no, men do this, women do this when children show up. So when he showed up in the field, right? Like, here I am, mommy. Hello. This line came forward. Are you okay if I get rid of that?
Yes, please.
Yeah, let's remove that. It's just sitting in the field. It's just a perception that we can reverse. Thank God. We're going to reverse that. And overriding in part that there's strength in the hip joints, the ligaments, everything. We just want to, you know, the muscles. We're going to strengthen all of them on every level and layer. And I'm just going to stabilize the right and the left. Your body is a little bit tired too. So let's just adjust you a little bit to the cycles. 1 second. Now tune into your hips. I'm going to loosen them a little bit differently with flexibility. How does that feel now when you tune into them?
It's funny, actually, my right foot is like adjusting to feel it. I think it's affecting like my entire gait.
Yeah.
I also feel lighter, specifically through the back body and the belly.
Yeah, it's actually all lifting up. And so the right leg, right, is that whole letting go space. So as it recalibrates, now what it's going to show is you probably are going to feel like you need to stretch. So just stretch, you know, and just really in that space. But one of the things to remind yourself, it's like your little heart drive when you're tapping your heart drive or rubbing the heart drive is to say, you know, thank you, God. It's my birthright to have it all. It's my birthright to have my family, my career. It's my birthright. And it's really important you say that. I have chills. My birthright. Because we forget that. And you just gave birth. So it's your birthright. How does that feel when you say that?
It feels a little scary, but expansive.
Yeah, so I'm going to reverse that perception and we're going to reset. And that looks so much better. You kind of feel like it just went, oh, so now if you repeat that, it's my birthright. So, okay, I can have this all. It's all good. I've got stability and flexibility in my body. And that's where I want to move your body, you know, when you go forwards and backwards. So that would be the stretch I would do, like stand up and you know where you sort of hang your head upside down and you touch your ankles and then come back up and then do it again just to let the body let go so the energy can shift through the system.
Yeah, I've been actually doing something similar to that like on a regular basis, so that makes perfect sense.
So keep doing that with the affirmation and you're going to be golden because then you're going to see how it'll be effortless to incorporate your children into your life.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you so much, Tracy.
You're welcome, sweetie. Let me know how you're making out, okay? And one thing, because you know, we don't ever want our little TLC babies and mummies too. We never leave them behind. So if anything needs shifting, you know how to contact the office, okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're
so
welcome, sweetie.
Thank you.
Lots of love. Have a good day. Bye, sweetheart.
Yes, you too.
All right, Zach, we have Susan on the line.
Yes, Susan from Stony Creek. You are live on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Tracy. How are you today?
I'm fabulous. So thank you for asking. It's a great day. I always want to say it's a great day in the neighborhood. Remember, like Mr. Rogers?
Believe it or not, yeah, because I'm that age too. So
my little sister used to watch him. So I'd be like, turn it off. But I'd be like, it's a great day. It really is a great day in the neighborhood. It really is.
It is.
It is. More blessings. Bring them on.
I have been doing your wealth body regen program with you, which is really, really, really working. Everything seems to be rolling together.
You've had some super incredible breakthroughs. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm getting a lot of, I'm going to say, anger thoughts. Mad at myself for allowing myself to get here.
Yeah. Oh, well, this one's easy, because what we can do then is reverse the perception around being angry at yourself for being there, rather than the joy of yourself for showing up. So first, we're going to actually remove this accumulation of energy off you. We're going to override it with unconditional love for you and the experiences. And this is the energy of anger we want to let go. So I'm going to start to pull it all off your system from point of creation to final resolutions. We'll get rid of all of that. So where those seeds were put in, let's get rid of it. That's when we get really angry, we start looking at the past, right? And it's that past that goes into our field. So let me just make sure we do that. We're going to remove that. We don't want to drag that energy forward, because now you have all these new opportunities. The reason you're looking in the past is because you're also afraid to go, oh my God, look at, I created and manifested all these new opportunities. Scary space, right? Because now you get choice.
Yep.
So are you okay if we break through and remove all of that?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, thank you, God. Let's release all that off. And what I want you to do is I override and impart, you know, the new space of excitement and joy and love of moving forward into these new opportunities, is that now you can see what's falling off the back. You're not going to go back there. You're done. So that won't resurface in your life. Like, this is huge. You should be like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to allow that to come through again. I've learned, I broke it off the pattern, and now I get to literally turn you 45 degrees and push you into a new realm of a new way of living. And you can see all your choices. You use your intuition. You're back on point. You're like, oh my gosh, yes, no, yes, no. Like, you become a clear conduit again. And that is what I want you to celebrate.
Okay.
How does that feel?
And actually, when you did that, I've been feeling like I had that armor on the back of my heart that wasn't allowing that constant flow through.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was clearing it all off, and you're right, I was going into the past.
Yeah.
And trying to clear all that stuff out, but I'm not my past anymore.
You're not. You're done. Yeah, it's over.
I'm not that person anymore.
You're not.
So now I don't feel like I have that body armor on my back anymore.
Because you don't. And like I just said to Magdalena, you make sure you say, this is my birthright to be in this new space. Own it. Thank you, God. This is my birthright to be in this new space.
And that's what I've been forgetting to do. I've been thanking God, but I haven't been owning it.
Own it, command it, because God energy is within you and outside of you, right? So it's all within you. So you got to command it. So people say, why do you say command in so many of your videos? And I'm like, because if you don't command something, you're not going to get something. So you command, thank you, God, this is my birthright. I'm taking it. It's my birthright.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome. So much love.
That's
I'm
amazing.
So proud of you. Have a great day.
I will.
All right, Zach, you said we have Alyssa on the phone?
Yes, Alyssa, you are on the line.
Hi, Alyssa. Did we lose her?
Alyssa from Medicine Hat, you are on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Hello.
Hi, Tracy.
Oh, there you are. We thought we lost you.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
Not too bad. What's your question today?
For you.
Yeah.
That's right.
What's your question today? What do you want to clean up?
Oh, I really, really, really want to move forward with my business.
Yep.
And I was wanting to go to school with it. Now there is some unforeseen obstacles, and I really want to get past some obstacles and move it even bigger.
Okay. I know, like, with school, there's always people say, I need school. I want to propose a question here, because it actually shows okay, maybe I'll ask, why do you want to go back to school? Because it shows that you could, we can open that, there's could be new ways and new doors, but it actually shows stronger for you to be building in your area and your business and then hiring those people that need to do what they do so you can focus on creating and buying the properties and building out what you need for your business. So what's okay. your desire to want to go to school?
It was just that additional step that I would be able to help even more.
So your help and your gift that you have is seeing what people require and hiring the right people to make sure that they honor, because you can still help what people require. See, if I put you into school, which there's ways around this that we can shift the energy, and I can do it for you, then no problem. We can shift it. However, your skills, your wisdom, your strength is building out these beautiful, strong teams to service people like they've never been serviced before as they get older. You have an incredible gift of teaching people how to do this, which you don't need to go to school to do because you already own it. How does that feel when I say that?
Kind of shocking, actually.
Yeah, because you have it, because you can start to hire these people as you build these facilities and you build them out, because this is, you're on the cutting edge and of what is new. Like if you listen to people that are really in the know of the economic change, transformations that are going on in the world, business leaders, they're all saying the next big space is care for seniors. And it is. And we think we've gone into it now. We haven't even touched it. And it's going to start rolling in the next few years like people have never seen before. So a lot of people that I know I listen to, they're already prepping for this. This is their space. That's what they want to do. You're there. You already understand what's needed. You already know what these people require. So you can hire, you know, care workers with those titles and guide them on what they need. Because one of the things, you have that skill, just because they have that ability or they've gone to school, they don't have that beautiful intuition and all. You can teach them. You can teach them to wake it up. You can teach them how to have better care and the best care ever for your clients. You already own it. You already possess it. You're incredible at what you do. You seem a little dumbfounded.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, because you don't give yourself enough credit for what you've built and what you do and how you do it with compassion and humility and understanding and listening. Are you okay if I adjust this for you?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. She's like, huh, I wanted to go back to school. So I will open to remove obstacles to go back to school. But the reason the obstacles are coming up, it's because you have so much talent that you can share these with people that are already there. And then they can go and they can work for you. But you don't technically need that to build the kind of business that you want to build out. And you also look like...
Is that even on the side of the cleaning side as well?
Everything.
That I built that team?
You just need to keep building your teams because you're great at that and you're a great leader and you're extremely intuitive and you can take both your businesses and you can take them wherever you want to take them. If you want to keep them in Canada and expand
them even further.
Yeah, you can expand in Canada. You can expand into other places. I always say like go in your back door, right? Kind of that's always that easiest. But now you can actually start to move it out. You're an incredible forward thinker. And that is rare. That's why a lot of businesses don't make it, because people don't see where to go next. You do. You just know how to hire the right people, put them in, tell them what you require. Bang. I don't know if you want to waste 4 years of going back or 6 years of back to school when you could be building your empire that's going to change the lives of people that require what you need because our hospitals are overloaded.
Okay.
How does that feel?
Good. I just needed to find the right direction. I just needed to be put in the right direction on what.
So let's open up for the next level. Let's open up to bring in the energy for the next level. So basically you look like you're on one platform. We got to now open it to build the next. So the next floor, right? So if you're building a
condo building, your first floor is done, your foundation's done. Now we got to build the next floor. So that looks like writing out of how can you actually, what would it look like to go into the another level? Is it another property as well? Is it certain amount of rooms? What kind of staff? It actually shows you, you look like you're sitting down and you're drawing maps of what this actually looks like. And then you start to pull in all the people, places, and things to make it a reality.
Okay.
You okay if we line up? But I will clean some things out around school in case it starts to sit there a little bit more for you, okay?
All right.
How does
Perfect,
that feel?
Thank you.
She's like, great, now I have lots to think about.
Yeah, now I just have to get more ideas and written down and get moving on them. So.
Yeah, it looks like the writing. There's a big thing. You start to write and draw and you start to move it around on a paper. You look like you're moving things around and then your vision starts to change and then the vision changes again. And then it's just like everything starts to fall into place because you're in the exact right place for what's coming next. You're in the perfect space for the next industry. You are in the right industry.
So my ideas as of right now are probably what I need to move forward with.
100%, because you know what these people require and you're so compassionate and you're listening to what they require. This is a big key. A lot of people don't listen to what seniors actually require. And so they just put in what they think, but you're doing the different model, which is making it so beautiful and heart-centered is you're like, this is what they actually say they require. And you're finding ways to implement it to make it a beautiful place for them to be. That's huge. Okay. It's a huge gift.
Right.
All right. Okay. All so right. Let me know how that works out. Okay. Let me know how you're feeling Sounds after good. That shift. Okay. Lots of love. Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye. So perceptions, like look at that with Alyssa, her perception was that maybe I need to go to school to get this. Meanwhile, she's already building this beautiful business that is helping seniors and it's beautiful. So when we have a new perception, we reverse it, then all that inspiration and that creativity comes in. And that's where all of a sudden you wake up and you're like, oh, you're not tired. You can get so much done in a day. I was working last night till, I don't know, 11:30. I've gone back to school to do some things I want to do for my business. And I'm in a couple of schools already. And this is what happens. You're not tired. You just keep going. So I want to thank that hand of God for reversing the perceptions you need to be reversed. Ask you, check out the TLC Effortless Academy, the Miraculous Academy. If you want to learn more and shift more and immerse yourself and change your life, go there, be there, you know, come here every week where we can continue to shift you. You can call in and let's unleash what's sitting inside of you that's waiting because we all have an amazing gift. We just forgot. And I was just like you. I forgot. And I want to make sure that you unlock your secrets within you. Because that's where true change and true transformation happens. I just want to wish you all an incredibly blessed day. I thank that hand of God for you, for showing up, for listening, and for making yourself a priority. So again, check me out, tracylclark.com. Come on to the Facebook, meet some new friends, community, have some fun. And we're going to see you right here next week, same time, same place, for another episode of the Tracy L. Clark Show. And I've got a few guests coming on, so you can start to hear of other people's transformations, and we're going to have some fun. So have an incredible week, guys. Lots of love. And I'll see you next Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern time.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life.
Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.